Hey, sweetheart. It's me. I know you're absolutely swamped with work, school, and everything. So don't worry about finding the time to call back. I'm just calling because there's a few little things I want you to do before you come over tonight. You know, I considered canceling our date because of how much you've got going on. I figured maybe you should catch up on some sleep. When we FaceTimed the other day, you sounded fucking exhausted. Seriously, you looked like you were about to fall down. I hate seeing you so tense and overwhelmed. But then, I got a better idea. Rather than going out to a restaurant or the movies, rather than canceling altogether and you passing out in bed after only having cereal for dinner or something, instead, I can take care of you. Well, my own personal brand of care, at least. If you get here for 8, I'll cook for us. I've got a few go-to recipes that I love to do, so if you text me what you'd prefer, then I can get it underway before you arrive. I could do grilled salmon, Thai green tofu curry, pan-fried duck breast, cherry and red wine sauce, and potatoes. On the dessert front, I've already got Ben and Jerry's in the freezer. But I've also been meaning to make red velvet cupcakes, so that's an option too. We can have dinner, you can vent about what's going on if that'll help, or we can talk about anything besides work and school if that's better. We can have a few drinks if you'd like, or just something calming like tea and then... Darling, you're coming up to my bedroom. And no, not for that. Get your head out of the gutter. That'll come later. Now, the reason we're going to my bedroom is because I'm gonna strip you out of your clothes, lie you down, and give you a massage. You deserve it. I got a really lovely apricot massage oil lately. I've been waiting for an opportunity to try it. You're so cute when you get undressed, you know? You always turn this adorable raspberry sorbet color. On your cheeks, your neck, and it spreads all the way to your chest. I don't know why you get embarrassed. You always kind of bob your arms about like you don't know what to do with your hands. Perhaps I should tie them behind your back? The self-consciousness really isn't necessary. You're delicious in and out of your clothes. Especially out of them. It's true. I just want to lick and kiss and nibble from your ears all the way down to your stomach. You make fun little noises too when I trail soft, fluttery kisses on your nipples or by your belly button. Tiny whimpers, breathy little gasps. Sometimes you squeak and then bite your lip trying to shut yourself up. I'll let you in on a little secret. The more you try and keep quiet, the more I do it. It's become a fun game. Just how blushy and squirmy I can get you before you beg me to use you properly. Before I touch you though, before I work all of that tension out of your back, your shoulders, and your neck, I will want to look at you naked. Trace your arms, feel the slope of your hips, squeeze your ass. So pretty. And all mine. I want to play with you and pamper you. I want to spoil you rotten. I always did take good care of my toys. So then, when I've had you sighing and moaning, feeling all that stress getting eased out of your muscles thanks to my fingers, the real fun can start. Because yes, I like playing with your hair and making you laugh. You like sending me sweet texts and taking hold of my hand when we're out and about. But there's a few other dirtier things that I could do to calm her down, right? The first time you told me you wanted me to be rough with you, I couldn't stop smiling. You have no clue how turned on it gets me. You have no clue how turned on it gets me to see you with your eyes glazed over in pain and pleasure. Back arched, ass up, covered in my marks. The scratches from my nails, the bright red skin from the palm of my hand, the dents from my teeth. Your hair messy, skin glistening, and lips a little swollen and bruised from bites and sucking. I love that you buck and moan and thank me for dripping wax on you or calling you my gorgeous little slut. You are gorgeous. I don't know what I love more. The way you look spread out underneath me when I cuff your hands to the headboard. The way you jump if I put love bites on your inner thighs. Perhaps it's your beautiful face looking at me in anguish, torn between saying stop and fuck yes, please keep going, when I overstimulate you with my mouth. Teasing you is addictive. I know you like it too, when I'm sliding my fist up and down your cock so slowly. You wriggle and thrust up into my palm, but I just keep you right there, feeling so good with no relief. I know I mock you when I'm spanking you or blindfolding you or riding you fast and then slow, edging you with my pussy, but I don't mean anything horrible by it. I know it gets you off. When I say things like, oh dear, oh you poor thing, I know it's frustrating, isn't it? I know it hurts. What is this cruel, nasty lady doing to you? Oh, is it too much, baby? Are you gonna come for me? It gets you so hot and needy. I bet if I pushed your buttons for long enough, you'd be on all fours, rubbing up against me like a kitty cat. Perhaps I'll test that theory on you this evening. Will you be a good boy for me tonight? Just let go and let me be in charge. Sit with your knees spread on the floor, a collar on and awaiting orders. Actually, that reminds me of what I wanted you to do for me. Before you come over, go home, pack whatever you need, but I also want you to bring your butt plug. Because after I've given you your massage everywhere else, because after I've given you your massage everywhere else, I'm gonna sit on the bed, you're gonna crawl across my lap, and I'm gonna tease you and play with your ass until you're ready to take it. I'll go slow, baby. I'll use the massage oil, don't worry. I want this to feel good for you. I want you to feel so horny and filled that your cock is aching, leaking pre-cum all over my thighs as I toy with your ass. When you're fully relaxed, that's when I'll fuck you. Grind my pussy onto you, maybe lightly holding your throat to keep you where I want you. You can look into my eyes and tell me what you need. Tell me who you belong to. Tell me that you're a good boy. A perfect little pet. My whore. That's a good point, actually. What names for me make you feel as subby as you can be? Is it mistress? Miss? Ma'am? Mommy? I've actually never been called that last one before. Whatever you need. I'm here for you tonight, Angel. Trust me, I'll be having fun too. Watching you shiver and pant. Looking up at me, pleading to come. Should I let you come? let you taste the mix of us together, or make you shoot it all over my stomach in a sticky, shiny mess. However I let you come, afterwards it'll be time to clean you up. I'll run you a bath, add some of the bubbly, colorful potions I've got from Lush. I've got a really yummy apple and cinnamon body wash at the moment. I'll take my time making sure you feel safe, comfy and ready for bed. You can lie back and close your eyes. Let me wash your hair. Soap up and massage your scalp, rinse it all away. Stresses, any thoughts you don't want to be having? There's no place for it tonight. It can go all down the drain. I want you to bring with you anything soothing. Anything you might need for aftercare that's specific to you, that I won't have on hand here. We'll get you dried off, get you some water, and I'll cuddle you until you fall asleep. Either I can be the big spoon, or you can sleep with your head on my chest. Honestly, I've always preferred being the big spoon anyway. To me, it's more comfortable and comforting. Reminds me of holding a teddy bear. And then perhaps in the morning we can go for round two. Or breakfast first and then round two. Either way, I'm visualizing sleepy, cozy morning sex, and then pancakes with bacon and maple syrup. Anyway, honey, I'll stop rambling and let you get back to your mile-long to-do list. See you at 8. And don't forget to let me know what you want for dinner. Bye.